The Grateful Dead's latest album is actually a four-record set released at two different times. Both Volume 2, The Electric Dead, and Volume 1, The Acoustic Dead, which we will talk about tonight, were recorded as a response to requests from deadheads around the world. Bob Weir.
The whole impetus behind the project was sort of a response to fan mail, essentially. They wrote in wanting to hear a whole bunch of old tunes and all that kind of stuff. Why don't you guys do this again? Because we've been hearing you do it in concert and it's different now. And after a few years of that, we decided it probably was about time to do that.
This next member is a drummer's choice.
Jerry Garcia.
We really went on the trip of live recording the band, of live recording the whole environment and the whole experience. Yeah, so the applause in this case is so well recorded that it's like part of the music.
The way it was recorded was we hung a bunch of stereo microphone clusters in various parts of the room, and then time aligned them with the sound coming from on stage, because, you know, it takes a while for the sound to reach out into the room, and we had to bring it back into present time. We use that instead of echo. We use the room ambience. And so what you're hearing is the room. We use no overdubbing, no echo, we didn't add anything
to this. This is like what you're hearing is purely what happened live there. It hasn't been screwed with in the studio at all.
I think it's just about no overdubs.
Almost no equalization.
You're kidding, really?
No, I'm not kidding. That's the way it was recorded. It's a remarkable process, you know, it gives it a three-dimensionality that is uncanny, it really does.
For what it's worth, it's just about the only intact live record that's been put out in years, at least in the rock and roll world.
Untouched. Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually the superimposed, the best of both worlds. The close mic sound of being right on stage, you know, and the thing of being in the room and the way what the room does to the music, those things superimposed on each other, you know, in various relationships, and it's pretty much like being there.
When I'm out back up, there's a reason why. Back up will even do things on the slide. Look for your dinner to be good and hot. You never even put a stew bone in the pot. She's on the road again.
I think 3 weeks in San Francisco and 2 weeks in New York. The idea being to make a two-record set, one side of acoustic material and three sides of electric material. And as we were going through selecting the acoustic material and mixing it down, it became apparent that there was more than we could get on one side, more than we could get on two sides. Then necessity or desperation being the mother of invention, we came up with the idea of doing two-record sets. Mm-hmm.
When you did the recordings from these concerts, let's say it just picked a concert now that this came from, what was that structure like? Was that like a half-hour acoustic set first, or was it all mixed up in between?
No, it was about an hour of acoustic, 45 minutes to an hour of acoustic generally, and then an electric show.
An infinite amount of time for the...
Yeah, the whole thing was about 5 hours.
I went to my house, my front door was locked.
bone easy.
I'm Jim Ladd. We'll be back with Bob Weir, Jerry Garcia, in part one of our two-part special interview, The Grateful Dead, in just a moment.
Devin, and back with Jim Ladd and some more Dead.